This is 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. For many, another new year means another new set of resolutions. Katherine Tucker Windham had her own ideas about the importance of resolutions and other New Year's traditions.
New Year's Day is approaching, and I guess some people are making resolutions. Everybody hopes to do better in the new year, and time for starting again. There's some resolutions that I've just plumb slap worn out because I've made them so often and they don't seem to work out. They're easy to keep for a while, but then they kind of slip off and they wait for me to make them again next January the 1st. And I've been doing it for a good many years, several of them on my list. But I'm going to work harder this year. But January the 1st is an important day. It's observed worldwide, the new year. There's something about the freshness and the new opportunities and the starting over. And I did a little reading recently and found out that January was named for the god Janus, who was the god of gates and doors which open and lead into new areas of living. And he had two faces, one that looked forward and one that looked backward, and that's what we do on January. We look back at the things that have happened in the past year and look forward to things that we hope, good things that are going to happen in the new year. The Druid priest on New Year's Day used to go out and break off mistletoe that grew in those ancient oaks and give little sprigs of mistletoe to everyone they met, which was supposed to bring them good luck in the new year. And I think that'd be kind of fun to do. Go get that mistletoe and hand it out to people as a little symbol of good luck for the new year. And of course you hang the mistletoe up, well, during the whole holiday season, I guess, and any girl who stands under the mistletoe is supposed to be willing to be kissed and hope some nice young man will come up and kiss her. And I didn't know until recently that the custom was that after he had kissed the girl, he's supposed to reach up and pull one of those little berries off the mistletoe cluster above her head. And when all the berries are gone, there can't be any more kissing. So if you want to get a kiss, go early while the berries are still there. Then there's the custom that I participate in and have for, I guess 35 years. Serving peas on New Year's Day, black-eyed peas, to bring you good luck. I grew up knowing that you had to eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day to have good luck. And so I always have them at my house, and friends come in and eat black-eyed peas. Lots of people I don't even know come and eat black-eyed peas, and that's good. I make some new friends and hear some more good stories. And if I did really right, I would also cook collard greens to serve on black-eyed pea day, as we call it at my house, on New Year's Day. But that's just too much trouble. So I just cook pots of black-eyed peas, and anybody who wants some good luck can come by, have black-eyed peas, and we might even share some of our resolutions and laugh about how hard they are to keep.
You can hear from Katherine Tucker Windham every Monday. Miss Windham passed away in 2011, but her stories live on here in the Sundial Writer's Corner. Find this and other commentaries every weekday at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, or you can listen on our website at wlrh.org. Then click on Programs.